Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We're going to talk about what co-creation is because it's a word we hear often in the metaphysical space and the manifesting space, but what does it actually mean? We're going to talk about it. I'll help you shift some energy in your life so that you can start to co-create the desires of your heart. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to live the big dream, go for it, co-create it, then I would love to support you in that process, help you clean up the energy within you that is blocking you from what you want. That is the primary work I do with clients. And so if you are ready to welcome the desires of your heart with greater ease and to take action in a really consistent way, in a very potent way, if you're ready to up your faith, if you're ready to feel more confident than you've ever been in your life, then I would love to support you. Please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the single session. Check out the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, let's talk about co-creation. Simply put, co-creation means it's not all you. In the manifesting process, it's not all you. And there are definitely ways in which manifesting the law of attraction is taught that makes it seem like it's just you. But if you really look at some of the historical texts around manifestation, co-creation, creating the life that you want, achieving your goals, you'll see that everyone talks about there's another energy involved and you tap into that energy. And that is the co-creation, is you tapping into that life force, that energy force. And so if you are feeling like, let's say you're working on your business and it's a drag, it's like, I have to do this thing. That's a wonderful opportunity to step back and say, let me connect to the God-likeness, to source, to the energy of light that is always available to me to do whatever it is that I need to do. It's also co-creation. When you decide that you're going to co-create, it activates the faith that you need to manifest the desire that you want. It activates the belief that you need to manifest what you want. So the co-creation process, I think, is always going on. It's going on from the moment you have the desire, because as I've said many times on this program, the desire came to you by way of spirit. That's where spirit wants you to direct your attention. That's where spirit wants to assist you in being the person you came to this planet to be. So the desire is on your heart for a reason. And so once you set out to do it, then you tune in to your own intellect, tune into the energy within you. You get clear about what you already know you need to do, what you truly know you need to do. And if there's some learning there, you'll get that hit too. Like you'll already know, like, hey, I need to go and learn how to do this. I need to sit down and talk to a coach about this, an interview coach or a resume coach or, a business coach and have this discussion. And it's not just coaches. It's any learning that you need. If you want to be a doctor, you know, you're going to have to go to school and learn how to do that and get the education to do that. And in that process, you will have intuitive insights that come directly from the divine, and you follow those intuitive insights and you take action accordingly. That is co-creation. So the whole manifestation process is co-creation. The minute that we start to feel like it's just us or we're all on our own or we've got to force things to happen, we got to push, we got to grind. I think make it happen, push, grind, hustle, those are all words that can be used both positively, meaning, hey, I'm tuned in and I'm going for it and I'm trusting the wisdom within me and I'm acting accordingly and I'm being consistent. Or it can be negative in the sense that I've got to work really, really hard and it's just me. And if I don't make this happen, everything's going to fall apart. That's not co-creation. Because co-creation, when you really tap into the energy of God, you will feel supported. Now, I'm saying that to you. Many of you maybe grew up in environments and situations where you didn't feel supported. So the mind isn't accustomed to understanding that it can be supported by a source it can't see, right? By an energy it can't see. But if you start to believe, if you start to reprogram, if you start to work at it daily and believe that spirit is in fact on your side, spirit is working for your greater good. And how do you do that work? My spirit guides are jumping in and saying, tell people how to do that work. That is spiritual practice. That is the motivational videos. It is the affirmations. It's the reading of spiritual texts from the Bible to whatever resonates most with you. It is the prayer. It is your self-work. All of that helps you realign with the fact that there is this energy, I know it to be God, that's always available, ready to support you. Now, here's the thing. I think where people get tripped up is that there's a way of praying in our culture. I'm not even going to call it spiritual culture. It's just culture, the human culture. There's a way of praying where we are begging for God to support us. But the begging comes from, often it comes from the space of, I'm not good enough. I'm so scared. Oh my God, this can't work. What am I going to do? Everything's going to fall apart. And when you are praying in that way, you'll find that you'll get your bare minimum need met. The prayer will be answered on some level, but the fullness of the desire, the fullness of the life that you want for yourself, the fullness of your business, the fullness of your profession, the fullness of your relationship will be missing. You'll always kind of, you'll feel it. You'll know. And it just means you need to go back and recommit to that it's not all you. You're going to let go of the fear. You're going to let go of the doubt. You're going to let go of the worry. Is that easy? No, that's why I do what I do. Every day, that's what I sit with and help people reprogram themselves, learn to look at things differently, learn to release the fear, learn to release the worry. It is my belief that worry is just a way of thinking that 9 times out of 10 has been passed down from generation to generation within your family. You learned to worry. You learned to be overwhelmed, stressed out, unhappy. From whatever direction you learned it in, you learned it. But what's so amazing, and I've said this many times to you on this program, you can unlearn it and you can learn how to be in a space of faith. You can learn how to be in a space of calm. You can learn how to be in a space of tranquility. You can feel confident and bold and loving and powerful. And you can teach yourself how to do it. And that's a lot of what I do with people. So if you're ready to co-create, it's very simple. Just decide it's not all me. And I'm going to go for the highest desire of my heart, because every time I settle, that never really works. And God wouldn't want me to settle. So I'm just going to go for the highest desire. I'm going to do everything that I know to do. I'm going to trust my intuition. And when I get an insight, I'm going to act on it immediately. And I'm going to love and appreciate and trust the process step by step by step by step. And then it all gets easier. Co-creation happens. So that's my show on co-creation. If you're hearing teachers say co-creation, it just basically means it's not all you. It's you and God working together. And God's doing God's part. And all you have to do, and this is the most important part, is to do your part full out 100% to the best of your ability, not based on some story you heard outside of yourself that, oh, somebody so-and-so somewhere did it this way. You are trusting the energy within you and acting accordingly. All right, my loves, that's how you co-create. Good luck with everything you're wanting to manifest before the year ends. And if you are looking for some support, maybe you want to get the most out of 2021, I do have a 1 month package that's really great. The Elevate package. Is it the Elevate? No, it's the Activate. That's the Activate package. And you'll get to work with me for a month. I'm available to you by text. You get 2 sessions. It's a really wonderful way to take yourself to the next level. And you deserve the fullness of your desire. You deserve the truest desire. Let yourself have it. The only one keeping you from it is you. That's what, you know, that's the big shift I made. If this is my encore here, the big shift I made this year is I realized that nothing is keeping me from the desires of my heart but me. If I tell myself a story that I have to accept less than I desire, then that's what I will create. But I just need to tell myself a different story. So if you're ready, I would love to support you. IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter. Anybody can sign up for that. And you'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week. Thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourself.